Belmont, City of Opportunity. City of Belmont, our heritage, our story. This recording was made in the studios of Visibility Limited, formerly the Association for the Blind of WA Incorporated. It is narrated by Tracy Parker and recorded by Susie Punch. Page 2. Ascot Waters. Ascot Waters Residential Marina Development was a $50 million development on a picturesque but largely undeveloped area bounded by Grandstand Road, Stoneham Street, Great Eastern Highway and the Swan River. The area included a rubbish tip, drive-in theatre, tennis and bowling grounds, as well as a rugby ground, which later became Parry Field for baseball. It was opened with much fanfare in 1998, with a trip across the river in a rowboat for Premier Richard Court and Belmont Mayor Peter Passeri. Page 3. Hill 60, Invercloy and Tampina. Named after a World War I battleground in France, Hill 60 is a large brick and tile house, famous for its size and beauty, as well as some of its notable owners. These included racing personality Thomas Meekatharra Ryan, society dame Madame Heaney, and the St John of God Hospital. Originally built around 1900, the Federation-style house was in near ruin and a victim of vandalism before an ambitious restoration was undertaken in the 21st century. Built in 1904, Invercloy is a grand two-story Federation Queen Anne-style house. The impressive design shows the wealth which followed the gold boom, and it remarkably retains most of its original detail. A landmark in the city of Belmont due to its prominent location just off the Great Eastern Highway, Invercloy has prominent Norfolk Island pines and Canary Island date palms in its grounds. During World War II, Invercloy was used as an accommodation for the RAAF. Later, renamed Nelson Haven, the building was used to care for mentally incurable children. Today, Invercloy is once again a private residence. In 1904, John Frederick Gary Robinson built his residence, Tampina, on Guildford Road, now known as the Great Eastern Highway, where he trained a number of thoroughbreds. Near Tampina, Robinson's stables had a distinctive hexagonal design and were described as the most up-to-date of their kind in Australia. Robinson had a fair degree of success on the turf, with his stable winning several important races. During World War II, Tampina was occupied by the RAAF as an operations centre for the defence of Perth. From 1955 to 1964, the house was renamed Dear Brutus after a well-known horse and used as a hostel for disabled children. Today, Tampina has been converted to serve as private offices. Page 4. Ascot Racecourse. Although horse racing started shortly after the Swan River Colony was founded, it was not until 1887 that a number of sports lovers banded together and decided to hold a Perth Cup at Ascot Racecourse. Races had been held at Ascot since 1848, when the land originally belonged to a local farmer, John Wall Hardy. With the formation of the Western Australian Turf Club in 1852, Ascot became the foremost track in the state. Until the early 20th century, Ascot racegoers would picnic on the flat, the centre of the track. However, with the erection of a new grandstand in 1903, the flat was finally closed to the public, ending a long-standing local holiday tradition. Ascot Racecourse attracted trainers into the Belmont district, who built houses with stables around the racecourse. Naturally, hotels sprung up to quench the thirst of those in the racing industry and customers who came to the races. Not far from Ascot Racecourse was one of the most famous hotels in the area, the Ascot Inn. Sitting alongside the Swan River, this inn became home to those in the racing industry seeking a drink. After being closed for a number of years, in 2014, the Ascot Inn reopened as the opulent International on the Water Hotel. A large mosaic of the original inn is on view in the hotel's cafe and bar as a reminder of the building's history. Page 6. Signal Hill and Tomato Lake. In the 1830s, Signal Hill was part of the land owned by John Wall Hardy, one of the area's most prominent residents. By the mid-1870s, the Hardy family owned most of what is now the city of Belmont. In 1913, Signal Hill was gifted to the Belmont Roads Board for recreational purposes. It remained in use as a park until World War II, when the hill was used as a signal station to communicate with aircraft coming into Guildford Airport. After the war, the Commonwealth Government retained Signal Hill for Air Force and later Army use. It was not until the 1970s that the land was once again acquired by the City of Belmont. In 1992, the city proposed developing the hill for housing, but a subsequent referendum overwhelmingly indicated that residents wanted it to stay as natural bushland. It is now designated a natural bush reserve. Tomato Lake was originally called Smith's Lake, then later Craig's Swamp, after Stephen Craig, a local poultry farmer. There is a local legend that an attempt to sink a well in the 1920s accidentally struck a spring and created a lake where a swamp had once been. Reclaiming the area began in 1971 as a result of a local campaign to save the lake. Don Tyler, a Belgravia Street pharmacist, stood for the council on the issue and won a seat. In the mid-1970s, aquatic weeds covering the lake had to be removed by the council with the invaluable assistance of local residents. It was at this time that the place was officially renamed Tomato Lake. Over the years, the site has been redeveloped, doubling its size and now offering visitors a wetland, lake, walking trail and boardwalk. The lake is home to a diverse range of bird life, including ducks, ibis and swans. Page 7. The Springs, Rivervale. The Cracknell Park foreshore has long been a popular bathing site for Belmont residents. Originally known as the Springs, it was later called Hawkesburn Road Swimming Baths and then Riversdale Baths. Belmont Young Men's Club was formed in 1919. They organised improvements to the bathing sheds at the springs and planted flame trees along Hawkesburn Road as an entry to the swimming spot. From World War I, the area became a social centre for the Belmont district, with picnics, rowing regattas and swimming carnivals. During the 1930s, the land around the swimming area was upgraded by the Belmont Roads Board. After World War II, a jetty was installed for the Belmont Swimming Club, and by 1964, the area was reticulated and renamed Cracknell Park in honour of Ron Cracknell, a long-standing member of the Belmont Roads Board and Shire President from 1966. A large home overlooking the park, built as a private residence in 1906, was run as Homely Convalescent Home from 1948 to 1968 and subsequently occupied by St. Columban's Mission Society. With its proximity to Perth's central business district, the potential for redeveloping the area around the springs for residential and commercial use was first suggested in 1993. Belmont Council spent the next 8 years developing options for the future of the springs area. However, a lack of landowner support for the project resulted in the Minister for Planning rejecting the proposals. The council recognised the potential of the area and was determined to press ahead. It persuaded the government to allow Land Corps, the state government's property development agency, to take the lead on the redevelopment. In 2015, the Springs is now a 12.5-hectare estate and one of Perth's first inner suburban urban renewal projects with mixed use and higher density housing. The overall estimated cost of proposed development is around $457 million and includes multiple dwellings, offices, a hotel, cafe, and a convenience store. Page 8. The Kilns. Belmont's best-known landmark is the group of old kilns and stacks opposite Ascot Racecourse. Built by Brisbane and Wunderlich, the biggest pottery firm in Western Australia, the kilns are thought to be the largest such group left in Australia. Over the years, the company manufactured terracotta tiles, glazed stoneware, sewage pipes, sanitary ware, crockery, stainless steel sinks, steel shelving, general sheet metalware, shop fronts, glass, refractories, crucibles, bricks, and steel scaffolding. Originally formed in 1929 as H.L. Brisbane & Company, the company started business by purchasing a small terracotta roofing tile factory at Belmont. A year later, it added the production of glazed stoneware sewerage pipes and fittings to its activities. During World War II, Brisbane and Wunderlich leased the Calix Pottery Works at Subiaco to supply crockery to the armed forces. As a result, the company also found itself manufacturing the famous Wembleyware range. In 1982, the factory on Grandstand Road closed, and today the remaining kilns and stacks have some protection by being listed on the WA State Register of Heritage Places. Page 10. Great Eastern Highway and Adachi Park. Colonists regularly complained about the condition of the road to Guildford through Belmont. Various efforts were tried to make the road usable, especially in winter, but little improvement was seen by travellers. Convicts started to arrive in the colony from 1850. A camp for road parties was established at Redcliffe at Depot Hill. These convicts cut down trees and, after placing them over saw pits, cut the trunk into discs about 30 centimetres thick. These were positioned alongside each other and the space between compacted either with soil or crushed limestone. The discs were known as Hampton's Cheeses after the then governor. In 2012, during an upgrade to Great Eastern Highway, engineers uncovered a 20-metre stretch of the original Hampton's Cheeses. After archaeological investigation, a number of the discs were transferred to the City of Belmont's museum for display to the public. A small park located alongside the Great Eastern Highway was first created in 1936. H.L. Brisbane & Co. wrote to the council proposing that some land be put aside for ornamental and display purposes, for which the company would pay. H.L. Brisbane continued to lease part of the area and developed several display items there, one of which, the Doll's House, can still be seen today. Adachi Park has Japanese-themed gardens. It is a favourite local spot for picnics and picturesque walks. The park is named after Belmont's sister city, Adachi, in Japan. There is also a Belmont Park in Adachi. Page 11. Perth Airport. In early 1942, the area on which Perth Airport is now located was converted from the Dunreath Golf Course to an RAAF base, which operated until the end of World War II. Dunreath Golf Course was located within the Belmont Park Road district on the eastern flank of Redcliffe. The government agreed to allow Australian National Airways Proprietary Limited, ANA, and Qantas to operate from this site, known as Guildford Aerodrome, as Maylands had become inadequate for their larger commercial aircraft. Guildford Aerodrome officially changed its status and name to the Perth International Airport in September 1952. A new international terminal was controversially built from second-hand wartime materials. The main domestic airlines moved out of their separate hangars in 1962 and into the first combined domestic and international terminal. On the 25th of November 1986, Prime Minister Bob Hawke unveiled the $60 million international terminal on the eastern side of the airport, complete with a new control tower. The site has been continuously upgraded, including T2, which opened in 2013, servicing the regional areas of Western Australia. Page 12. Faulkner Park. Paddy Faulkner was a pig farmer and the first president of the Shire of Belmont. He served in local government during the 1930s and 40s. Faulkner Park was named after him in 1965. The area is home to the city's public library, leisure centre, museum, war memorial, skate park, seniors centre and the council administration building. Originally located on the Great Eastern Highway, in 1972 the Shire's war memorial was relocated to Faulkner Park and an inscription in memory of the Vietnam War fallen added. Although a pool was first suggested in 1958, it took until 1971 to become a reality. The facilities have been repeatedly enlarged and the name changed to the Oasis Leisure Centre. Ruth Faulkner Public Library was built in 1971 and named after Belmont's first female councillor. It was the first library in Western Australia to install a computerised database. Belmont Council's first home was on Great Eastern Highway in the Belmont Hall. The current administration centre was opened in 1979 by the Governor of Western Australia. During the ceremony, he declared Belmont a city. Page 14. Belmont Forum Shopping Centre. In the early 1970s, the site of Belmont Forum was a small farm with cows in a paddock. Now, more than 40 years old, the Forum is one of the state's longest-standing shopping centres. The centre has grown from its original offering of a Kmart, Moore's department store, and a modest number of specialty stores. It now has more than 140 stores, some of which have been there for many years. A redevelopment in 1992 launched the centre's fresh food market, and in 1999 the Forum was extended to the southeast to add another supermarket and 33 specialty stores. References. Page 3. State Heritage Office Assessments of Hill 60, Invercloy and Tampina. Maxine Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward, The Story of Belmont. City of Belmont, 1999. Pages 4 to 5. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward, West Australian, 14th December, 1903. Western Mail, 2nd of January, 1904. Page 6. T. Robinson, Tomato Lake, Swamp. Looking Back, Belmont Historical Society, 1983. Sunday Times, 12th of September, 1954. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Information supplied by City of Belmont. Page 7. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Information supplied by City of Belmont. Page 8 to 9. West Australian, 4th of November, 1952. Sunday Times, 11th of July, 1954. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Belmont, Places and Faces, 1899 to 1999. City of Belmont, 1999. www.kwjacobs.com.au. Page 10. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Information supplied by City of Belmont. www.stateheritage.wa.gov.au. Page 11. Gabrielle Flamer, My Big Brother, A First History of Perth Airport, 1962. David Webb, Editor. Perth Airport, 1944 to 1994, 50 Years of Civil Aviation, 1994. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward, Mervyn W. Prime, Significant Events Relating to Aviation in Perth and Perth International Airport, 2004. Pages 12 to 13. West Australian, 26th of July, 2011. Information provided by City of Belmont for 40th anniversary of Ruth Faulkner Library. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Page 14. Laurie, Ever Flowing Forward. Images, in order as shown in book. Page 2. Site of Ascot Waters. City of Belmont, 1989. Aerial, City of Belmont, 2008. Page 3. Hill 60, State Library of Western Australia, 011254D. Hill 60, 2010. City of Belmont. Invercloy, State Library of Western Australia, 361438PD. Invercloy, 2014, Helena Waldman. Tampina, 2015, Eddie Marcus. Pages 4 to 5. Ascot Grandstand, 1909. City of Belmont, M318-01. Ascot Grandstand, 1920s. State Library of Western Australia, 049988PD. Ascot Grandstand, 2009. Moondyne, under GNU, Sunspeed Bar, State Library of Western Australia, 313251PD. International on the Water Hotel, 2015, Eddie Marcus. Administration Offices, State Library of Western Australia, 313252PD. Ascot Inn, 1920, City of Belmont, M0083-01. Ascot Inn, 1984, State Library of Western Australia, 312-633-PD. Ascot Inn, 1977, State Library of Western Australia, 160352-PD. Racecourse Hotel, City of Belmont, M0098-01. Page 6. Wireless Station, State Library of Western Australia, 266971-PD. Tomato Lake, 1974, West Australian Newspapers Group, Tomato Lake, 2012, City of Belmont. Page 7. St. Columban's Mission, City of Belmont, S019-19. Cracknell Park, City of Belmont, P0057-01. Aerial Photograph, The Springs, 2012, City of Belmont, The Springs, 2014, Near Map. Pages 8 to 9. Brisbane and Wunderlich, City of Belmont, M0053-01. Aerial Photograph, 1940s, City of Belmont, M0077-02. Bristol Factory, City of Belmont, M0051-01. Kiln and Stack, 2014. Helena Waldman. Bristol Kilns, 2014. Helena Waldman. Bristol Kilns, 2014. Helena Waldman. The Bristol Stacks, 2008. City of Belmont. Page 10. Great Eastern Highway, 1953. State Library of Western Australia, 237202PD. Great Eastern Highway, 2013, City of Belmont. Dollhouse, Helena Waldman, Adachi Park, 2004, City of Belmont. Page 11, Ansett ANA, State Library of Western Australia, 215602PD. Perth Domestic Airport, 2000, City of Belmont. Runway at Perth Airport, 2013, courtesy of Perth Airport Proprietary Limited. T2, 2013, courtesy of Perth Airport Proprietary Limited. Pages 12 to 13. Public Library, 1971, City of Belmont, S012-19. Ruth Faulkner Public Library, 2014, Helena Waldman, Belmont Senior Citizens Centre, 1971, S010-14. Belmont Senior Citizens Centre, 2014, Helena Waldman. Belmont Museum, 1988, City of Belmont, M0364-01. Belmont Museum, 2014, Helena Waldman. City of Belmont Administration Buildings, circa 1980s, City of Belmont. City of Belmont Administration Building, 2014, Helena Waldman. Volcano Playground, 2012, City of Belmont. War Memorial, 2015, City of Belmont. Bart Claydon Aquatic Centre, 1974, City of Belmont, S008-19. Belmont Oasis Leisure Centre, 2006, City of Belmont. Page 14. Belmont Forum Sketch, State Library of Western Australia, 348225PD. Belmont Forum Aerial, State Library of Western Australia, 265294PD. Belmont Forum, 2014, Helena Waldman. Front cover images, top and bottom. Ascot Grandstand, 1920s, State Library of Western Australia, 049988PD. Bristol Factory, City of Belmont,
M0051-01. Back cover image. War Memorial, 1988. City of Belmont, M0060-02. Each part of the coat of arms symbolises an aspect of the city of Belmont. The kiln and stack represent brickmaking, and the cog is a symbol for industry. The wings symbolise flight and the airport, while the horse is the racing industry. The green stands for public space, silver, the sky, and blue is the Swan River. The black swan is the state emblem, and the ducal coronet around its neck symbolises Belmont's relationship to WA. For further information on the City of Belmont Heritage Series, please contact the Belmont Museum on 9477 7450 or email museum@belmont.wa.gov.au or visit 61 Elizabeth Street, Belmont, WA 6104.